Okay, so semaglutide. It's everywhere, right? You hear about it all the time, might even know someone taking it. It's this medication that's helping people manage their weight and diabetes. But, and this always seems to be the case, those headlines about its benefits always seem to come with a pretty hefty price tag, right? Like, literally. So, why is that? Why is this miracle molecule so expensive? Well, that's what we're diving deep into today. The intricate world of GLP-1 drug manufacturing.
You know, it's interesting. The answer really goes way beyond just like simple economics.
Right.
It's really about cutting-edge science. It's about these really intricate processes. And honestly, it requires a level of precision that would probably make a Swiss watchmaker jealous, honestly.
Yeah, it's like the more you learn about what actually makes this medication work, the more you realize it's not just like popping a pill, you know? It's a feat of engineering.
Absolutely. And understanding that entire journey from like the lab bench all the way to a medicine cabinet, that's really what helps explain why it comes with, well, such a high price tag.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I think that's what we're going to unpack today.
Yeah.
So, for anyone just joining us, let's start with the basics. Semaglutide, it's part of a class of drugs called GLP-1 receptor agonists. And now, before you tune out, think of it this way. Your body, it naturally produces GLP-1 to regulate blood sugar and appetite, right? These drugs just give your body a little extra nudge in the right direction.
Right. And I think what makes semaglutide a game changer is its long-lasting effect, right? You only need one injection per week,
Right.
which is a lot more convenient than other GLP-1 drugs.
Way more convenient, yeah.
Yeah.
Which kind of begs the question then, like, what makes semaglutide so much longer lasting?
So really all boils down to the design. So semaglutide is what's called a peptide. And what a peptide is basically it's a chain of 37 amino acids, and they have to be in a very, very specific order. Imagine trying to like string 37 pearls, and each pearl is slightly different in a very specific sequence. And if you get even one out of
The
place,
whole thing's messed up.
the whole necklace falls
Yeah.
apart. And it's the same with this.
Okay, 37 amino acids,
Yeah.
each one crucial. That already sounds complicated.
And we're just getting started.
Oh no.
So to create this like very, very specific sequence, scientists use this process called solid phase peptide synthesis. It's a mouthful. We just call it SPPS for short.
Okay.
But imagine like a microscopic assembly line with these tiny, tiny little beads acting as scaffolding.
Gotcha.
And each amino acid is very carefully attached to the bead one by one in the correct order.
It's like building that pearl necklace that you were talking about, but under a microscope.
Exactly.
Very, very precise.
Yeah, I'm already getting anxiety just thinking about it. One tiny mistake, and it's what? Disaster.
Pretty much. If even one amino acid is out of place, the entire molecule could be, well, useless. Worse, it could even be dangerous.
Right.
And this is where those high costs start to creep in, because this process, it demands incredibly precise and expensive equipment, highly skilled technicians, and rigorous quality control at every single step. So it's like, not only do they need to get these 37 amino acids in perfect order, but each amino acid needs to be flawless too.
You've got it.
Oh my gosh.
And to make things even more complex, semaglutide needs a few extra tweaks to become that once-a-week wonder drug we know it to be.
Tweaks. Like they're not even done yet.
Not even close. Remember, it has to last in the bloodstream for a whole week, which is no easy feat.
Okay, how do they do that? Is it like giving it a time-release coating or something?
It's actually much more ingenious than that. Scientists actually attach a fatty acid to the peptide, and this process is called lipidation. Think of it like attaching a little anchor to a boat.
An anchor, what's that gonna do in the bloodstream?
Well, so that anchor allows semaglutide to latch onto a protein called albumin, which circulates in our blood.
Okay.
It's like hitching a ride on a long-haul bus that travels throughout the body.
I see.
Exactly.
So instead of just being broken down really quickly, it's like it gets to hang out in the bloodstream for much longer, delivering its benefits all week long.
Exactly. And as if that wasn't impressive enough, they've also fine-tuned that amino acid sequence even more to make it even more effective at activating those GLP-1 receptors.
Okay, so they've like built this incredibly complex molecule. They've like attached this little, what do you call it, this little life raft to it so it can stay afloat longer.
Well, anchor, yeah.
Little anchor, but it's still microscopic, right?
Sure.
So how do they even make sure that there aren't any duds in the batch?
That, my friend, is where the next stage of this whole process comes in,
Okay.
purification.
Uh-oh.
So remember those 37 amino acids? Even if they're all in the correct order, there's always a chance of impurities or like incomplete chains that kind of sneak in during synthesis. Think of it like baking a cake, okay? You've got your flour, your sugar, your eggs, but if you don't mix it all properly, you might end up with lumps in your cake.
Right.
And no one wants lumpy cake, and trust me, no one wants a lumpy drug.
No, definitely not. So how do they like separate the perfectly formed semaglutide from all of the like, you know, the rejects, the molecular lumps?
It's time to bring in the big guns. High-performance liquid chromatography, or HPLC for short.
Okay, I think I remember that word chromatography from like high school chemistry class, maybe.
You're on the right track.
Okay.
Imagine like a super-powered filter that can separate molecules based on their size, their charge, other properties.
Right.
It's like having a molecular sieve that makes sure only the perfectly formed semaglutide molecules actually make it through.
That sounds like a very meticulous process
It is.
and probably not cheap.
You're catching on. And to make absolutely sure they've got the purest product, they don't just rely on one round of HPLC. They use multiple rounds of this. It's all about achieving this insanely high level of purity, often exceeding 99%.
Wow.
Yeah, 99%.
Wow. Okay. So they've got this process down to a science. Literally, they've this process down to a science. So they've like built this perfect molecule, right? They've carefully weeded out any imperfections. What happens next?
Yeah.
We're still talking about something that like exists at a microscopic level.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't just like pop a microscopic molecule into the mail and call it a day, right? Like
Yeah.
it needs to be transformed from this like ultra pure powder into a form that's safe and effective for injection.
Okay, because I can't imagine injecting pure semaglutide powder directly into your bloodstream is a good idea.
Probably not a good idea, no. That's where something called formulation development comes in. And that's basically, it's about finding the perfect recipe to turn that pure powder into a stable solution that won't degrade or cause harm when you inject it.
A recipe, like baking a cake.
Kind of, yeah, you could say that. They have to figure out the perfect liquid to dissolve the semaglutide powder in. They have to adjust what's called the pH balance to make sure it's compatible with your body, right?
Right.
And they have to add like special ingredients. These are called stabilizers, and these prevent the medication from breaking down too quickly. So it's this really delicate dance of chemistry to ensure that the medication stays potent and safe.
Wow. So they're like creating the perfect environment for this. Like I'm imagining very fragile molecule to like survive in
Exactly.
until it can do its job.
Precisely. But just like with a cake recipe, you kind of need to test it out to make sure it actually works, right? That's
Yeah.
where stability testing comes in.
So what kind of tests are we talking about here? Are they like baking this molecular cake, so to speak, at different temperatures to see if it like falls flat or?
You're not far off. They basically subject the formulated semaglutide to all sorts of challenges: extreme temperatures, exposure to light, even like vigorous shaking, believe it or not, to mimic the bumps and jostles of transportation. Because remember, this medication might travel thousands of miles,
Oh, yeah.
and it needs to remain stable and effective throughout its entire journey to your local pharmacy.
Talk about a stressful commute. So they're essentially like simulating what, months of potential wear and tear, but just like in a lab setting.
Exactly. To make sure that it can handle anything,
Yeah.
they need to be absolutely certain that that medication will remain stable and effective throughout its entire shelf life, which could be months or even years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's passed all these tests. It survived its simulated shipping journey, so it's ready to be packaged up, right?
Hold on. We're not quite there yet.
Oh, no.
Remember, we're still talking about an injectable medication here.
Right.
So it needs to be packaged in a way that's not only convenient for you to use, but also completely sterile.
Right. You definitely don't want any like unwanted bacteria or contaminants, you know, hitching a ride in something that you're injecting into your body.
Not a good time. That's why this next stage takes place in a very, very highly controlled environment, what's known as a clean room.
Clean room. Okay. That sounds
It
intense.
is. Imagine a room that's 100 times cleaner than a hospital operating room.
Oh.
They use special air filters to remove even the tiniest particles from the air, and everyone working in there has to wear, head-to-toe protective gear, kind of like astronauts,
It's amazing to me how much work goes into making something that I think we often take for granted.
It really is. And it's all about minimizing the risk of contamination.
Mm-hmm.
Because if even a single bacterium manages to, you know, sneak into the semaglutide solution, it could multiply and potentially cause a really serious infection when injected.
Yeah, that's a scary thought. So it's not just about the, like, you know, the science of creating the molecule, but it's like the meticulous engineering of the entire manufacturing process from start to finish.
Precisely. And it doesn't stop there.
Right.
Because remember how semaglutide is commonly delivered, you know, using those pre-filled auto-injector pens?
Right.
Those pens, those make taking the medication so much easier for patients.
Way less intimidating than, like, a traditional syringe,
yeah,
right? Those things are, they're pretty ingenious.
Yeah. They are ingenious, but those pens, they're also, you know, precision instruments. They need to be assembled and filled with the exact dose of medication. And of course, all within that sterile clean room environment we talked about.
Right. So we've got like these super precise robots in a super clean room packaging this like super pure medication.
Yeah.
Are you telling me there's more?
You guessed it.
Oh my gosh.
The journey's not over for our little vial of semaglutide. It still has to get from the factory to you. And remember how sensitive it is to temperature?
Right. You were talking about those, like, temperature swings during testing, but that was all just, you know, in the controlled environment of a lab, right? This is the real world. We're talking about shipping something, what, across cities, countries, maybe even oceans.
Exactly. So maintaining what they call the cold chain is absolutely crucial for a medication like semaglutide. It needs to be kept within a very specific temperature range, typically 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, throughout its entire journey from the factory to the pharmacy and ultimately to your refrigerator.
So it's like a high stakes relay race against like heat and time.
That's a great way to put it, because any break in that cold chain, whether it's a truck breaking down, a power outage, even just a delay at customs, that can compromise the integrity of the medication.
Wow.
Potentially making a whole batch useless.
Wow, that's a lot of responsibility. And like you said, that's a lot of potential for things to go wrong.
Exactly. Which is why these companies, they invest heavily in, you know, sophisticated logistics, specialized packaging, real-time tracking systems to monitor the temperature and location of these semaglutide shipments every step of the way.
So we've talked about the science, the manufacturing, all that quality control, even the wild ride of getting this medication from the factory to the pharmacy. But something tells me there's one crucial step before it actually gets into your hands.
You're absolutely right. Think of it like the regulatory ringmaster. Before any medication, especially one as complex as semaglutide, can be prescribed, it's got to jump through some serious hoops.
And I imagine these hoops aren't just for show. Right. They're there to make sure this stuff is safe and actually does what it's supposed to.
You hit the nail on the head. We're talking about agencies like the FDA here in the U.S. and the EMA over in Europe. They're like the guardians of pharmaceutical safety.
Makes sense. So what are they looking at exactly?
First things first, they pore over all those clinical trial results. They want to be sure this drug actually works and that the benefits outweigh any potential risks.
Okay, that's a given. But it sounds like they go beyond just the clinical trials.
Oh, absolutely. They dive deep into the entire manufacturing process. Trust me, no stone goes unturned. They want to see every single detail documented, from the raw materials used to the equipment and facilities and even the training of every single person involved.
Wow. It's like they're looking over the shoulders of those microscopic robots we talked about, making sure every single amino acid is in the right place.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not a one-time check-in either. These agencies can pop in for an inspection at any moment. They want to see those good manufacturing practices, GMP for short, in action.
Okay, so let's say a company gets through all of that. Clinical trials, inspections, mountains of paperwork. They're home free, right?
You would think so, wouldn't you? But it doesn't stop there. Even after a drug gets approved, the monitoring continues. They're tracking any long-term effects or potential problems that might not have shown up right away.
Wow. So it's like a never-ending process.
You could say that, but it's all about making sure it's safe for everyone. If something unexpected comes up, they can catch it quickly.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's recap. We've covered a ton today. The science behind semaglutide, the manufacturing process, those strict quality control measures, the wild ride of the cold chain, and now the regulatory hurdles. It's no wonder this medication comes with such a high price tag.
It's true. When you add up all those costs, research, specialized equipment, highly trained people, regulatory compliance, it really adds up. And we haven't even talked about potential setbacks along the way.
This really puts it all into perspective. It's not just about company profits. It's about the incredible complexity of developing a drug like this.
Exactly. And those costs are spread out over years, sometimes decades, from that initial aha moment in the lab to when the drug is actually available.
It's a long road, but it can lead to amazing breakthroughs for people.
For sure. And while the cost of medications like semaglutide is definitely a concern, we can't forget the value they bear. For folks battling obesity or diabetes, these drugs can be life-changing.
That's a really great point. It's easy to get caught up in the price tag, but at the end of the day, it's about improving lives. And that's something we should never forget.
Well said.
Well, I think we've done a deep dive worthy of the name today. We've really explored the why behind semaglutide's price.
We've seen the cutting edge of medicine in action. It makes you appreciate how far we've come.
It really does. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with something to think about. As science keeps advancing and we see even newer GLP-1 drugs, how can we make these medications more accessible for everyone who needs them? That's something to chew on. Until next time on The Deep Dive.